Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Yes! Happy Freedom Week!
Happy Freedom Week!
Nico, Cheyenne, producer AB Baby, we're just kicking it off. Everything freedom, everything 4th of July, everything red, white, and blue, everything America all week long.
Barbecues, fireworks,
yes.
Attire, all the things.
Also freedom. Independence from England.
Also that too.
A little bit of that.
But also,
we ain't
red,
here
white,
for
and blue.
We ain't here for a history lesson. Today, Monday, June 30th, is National Corvette Day.
Ooh.
How perfect for Freedom Week.
That's kind of spot on. I love that.
Today is also National Disabled Veterans Day. So shout out to the veterans.
Absolutely.
Obviously, every armed force, we love you. We appreciate you. You allow us the freedoms that we have to celebrate Freedom Week. Right here on Camel Country 107.9.
And we thank you so much for it.
And we're going to have a lot of fun stuff. We got a brand spanking new secret sound coming up with some hot tickets, baby.
A pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen on July 18th. Get out of town.
Ooh, you want these Morgan Wallen tickets. I know
you
do.
Yeah, you do.
I think I might keep them. Can I do that?
I'm going to say...
Can I just keep the tickets? We don't have to do this whole rigmarole.
No.
Oh. All right. No. Well, Camel Nation, they're yours. That's coming up at 7:30. We're going to break some news. We're going to have some fun. Stick around. It's Freedom Week. How was your weekend?
My weekend was solid, actually. Highlight of my weekend, I came out and I saw you at Harold's.
Oh, that was the highlight of your weekend?
Yeah, I didn't do much else.
I love that.
It took all day Sunday to recover, so...
Oh, you guys got after it?
No, I guess that would have been Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I saw you Friday.
I'm like, wow, because we had it on Friday.
Yeah.
If you were recovering on Sunday.
No, I did church in the gym yesterday, but all day Saturday I did not leave my couch.
Nice.
I pretty much lived there.
Nice.
I was like, my body was like, ma'am, you are not 22. Oopsie.
Welcome to reality. Yeah, Friday night, Harold's Corral. Shout out to them. Treated us very well.
So well.
Had a great time. Cave Creek is always popping off with the country music fans.
It's so unfortunate that it's such a drive for me because I would be out there more frequently.
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes away from me.
It was 45.
And I don't even live that far.
Yeah.
So it's weird because you get into like the carefree highway and then you're like, there's no like super fast way to get there.
It's like driving through.
Yeah.
Like downtown basically.
But it was awesome. Great night. Obviously very busy and crazy for people getting koozies. And then Saturday was Roadrunner Restaurant and Saloon.
Yeah, how was that?
In New River. It was great. That place is wild.
Yeah.
I would say that Roadrunner is like the Buffalo Chip. If it had like a record.
A record?
Yeah, like if it had gotten arrested a couple times.
Oh, like an arrest record.
Yeah. That's what Roadrunner is.
That's funny.
It's like the bad kid that you have.
Yeah.
Like when you have like the like Buffalo Chip is your graduate. Roadrunner is your
problem child.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's your rough and tough kid right there.
We jumped over to Buffalo Chip a little shortly after you left to like check the vibe.
Yeah.
We left immediately.
Oh, really?
It was like, it was so packed. It felt like we were walking through a frat house kegger. I am at the point where I love it when people get, you know, a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
To like, you know, but like respectfully, that place was like, people were swerving all over.
Oh, yeah.
It was too much for me.
We're throwing shots down like crazy.
I looked at my best friend's husband and I went, no. Nope. No, back to Harold's
turn
we
around.
Go.
Do a 180, sir. Do a U-turn right here.
Yeah, absolutely not.
At the corner of get me out of here and I'm out.
Couldn't have been fast enough.
All right, well, I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Obviously, we're going to celebrate USA all day, all night, all week. Freedom Week, baby, right here on Camel. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Pauline's friends want to send her a message.
Okay.
And the best way to do it is by allowing me to break the news.
Third party. Okay.
So apparently she's got an issue where every time they set up an event or a hangout or whatever, she's always late.
She's that friend.
Yeah.
She is me.
And we are going to stop that today.
Okay.
Let's call her up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Pauline?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Are you at work right now? Am I interrupting you?
Oh, my gosh. Hi. Oh, my God. Yeah. But no, not at all. How are you? Is Cheyenne there?
Hey, yeah.
I just rode through a roller coaster of emotions with you just now.
Hey, Pauline, oh sorry to bother
so
you
excited.
At work, but I do have news for you today, all right?
Okay.
A message from Kimberly.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She said, can you stop?
Stop what? What is this? She said, crazy.
She said, can you stop being late?
Oh, my God, girl. Okay.
She said, the girls and I are done with waiting for you, okay? We are ordering dinner next time, whether you're at the restaurant or not.
That's fine. It takes a lot to look as fabulous as I do, but I you know, it's worth it. It's worth the wait.
I didn't read this far down. This is hilarious. She said, who shows up late to her best friend's wedding when she's the maid of honor?
Oh, no!
Maybe.
Did you do that?
Oh, maybe a little bit. Just a little late. But they know this about me.
What's like a little
a
late?
Thing. I had so much work to do for her, you know? I'm the maid of honor is big, big, big responsibility.
Girl, I feel like it's been in your calendar long enough. You don't get that excuse.
I kind of like that. Did you come in with like a bottle of champagne hanging out of your mouth or something?
No, I was fully responsible. I'm a little high maintenance, but
okay. All
right. Again, it's really, they love that about me.
Well,
you know what? I think they should love you as you are.
Yeah, Pauline, late, you sound like a treat. You can show up late to any of our events. Feel free.
That's true.
Yeah, I would love that. Oh my gosh, I would love that so much.
And also, can you stop?
Oh gosh, there's more.
No.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay.
Never. I'm never stopping.
All right, well, get back to work. Sorry for bothering you. And also, stop being late.
Okay. Oh, I love you guys.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne. Freedom Week on Camel Country 107.9.
Every barbecue has its basics. It's burgers, dogs, corn on the cob.
Chips.
Mm. Some dips.
Some burr.
Some beer skis, yep. Yes. And then there's like that weird dish that sits there on the corner of the 6x3 pullout table. And
I know, I'm literally envisioning this barbecue right now.
It just sits there. It's in a big bowl.
And the family member who brought it's like, hey, make sure you try some of my whatever it
the
is.
The host hated it so much that they didn't even give it a serving spoon.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So it's just like, oh, that's Kathy's ambrosia salad.
My aunt brings that. My aunt
is
brings,
her name Kathy?
No,
oh.
It's not. Bless her. Her name is Lee. But she brings that to every 4th of July. But she's oddly so proud about it because she thinks it's, I brought my salad again this year, and everybody's like, yay. Oh my gosh, thank you. And
great.
Nobody
the trash
it.
Can's right over there.
Yeah. My grandma takes like one helping because it's her daughter. She has to. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's,
that's very nice of her.
Wild.
My dad has been known to do Greek dishes, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I mean, that makes sense. Does your dad know how to make anything that's not Greek?
Well, not really.
Okay.
For every holiday, it was always like people would come over during Easter and mm-hmm. they expected like a lamb with some, you know, some Greek pastries and
cheese.
Like just very European.
Yeah.
Let me say very cultured food.
I love
so my
that.
Dad thinks, oh, during the American holiday of 4th of July this year, Nico, we will make lamb head soup.
No.
Or something crazy like that. And I'm always like, Dad, just like, you're very good on the grill.
Yeah.
Like, be that guy who just does really good steaks.
Yes.
And we'll all be very happy about that. We'll do some American fare around it. But there's always got to be one, like, weird dish that nobody ever messes with, ever. Except for, like, us, because we're Greek.
Right. So you see lamb head soup, and you're like, yeah.
Lamb head soup. Like, it's very common in my household, which is crazy. What is the one dish that you will avoid if you see it on a plate or on a table?
Definitely my aunt's fruit marshmallow ambrosia weird salad thing.
You don't like it?
It's not for me. It's not that I don't like it. It's that I'd rather eat other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like baked beans.
Yeah.
And macaroni salad. Yeah.
That's always there, and I'm always never in the mood for it.
Yeah.
I see it.
I always go, that looks like a great dessert. And then when dessert comes around, other dessert looks far better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right. It's kind of stuck in like the danger
zone. It's in a weird spot.
Appetizer or whatever side dish.
Yeah.
And dessert dish.
And that's not what I want. My mom makes the best 4th of July dessert dish, and that's what I eat. I'm not eating your ambrosia salad. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Stop bringing it, you ambrosia-holics. And you know what? Shame on the grocery stores that serve it. They should stop because Lord knows somebody's going to go up to that deli counter and look over the beautiful sides that are available there. The mac salad, the potato salad.
The fully loaded potato salad nonetheless.
Yeah.
You look past over fully loaded potato salad for ambrosia.
And then you went, can I get a pound of the ambrosia? No.
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 That should be illegal. That should be not okay.
You should have to prove that you're not taking it to a cookout.
Are you taking this home for just
like,
you?
I'll take a pound of the ambrosia salad. Sir, what are you using this for?
We're going to the 4th of July barbecue. No, you cannot.
I'm having dinner tonight with my family. That's acceptable. You can take the ambrosia. I'm having a barbecue. No, man, no!
Don't give it to her!
Don't do it! What is that weird dish? And it might be, like I said, like it might be like a cultural dish. It might be ambrosia salad.
It's just oddly out of place at your barbecue.
Call us up, Camel Nation, 602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
So we're talking about the dishes that are very unnecessary. They always get left aside. Nobody ever touches it, yet no lessons are ever learned.
They always bring them. Why do they continue to bring the weird dishes? I don't understand.
We got Avery and Glendale on the phone. Who does this in your family?
My dad remarried this woman her name's Yelena. She's pretty nice, but she's Russian, and she loves to make this, like, hot beet soup. It's borscht. Have you ever had borscht?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it. I've never had it.
I don't think anyone that's not Russian has had it.
I ain't having it.
It's hot and it's gross. And in the summer in Phoenix, like, she does not get it. I have asked her to, like, try something else. And she's nope, this is my specialty or whatever.
I just Googled it. It's beef beet soup.
Yeah.
With red cabbage, sour cream.
Oh. And that sounds it sounds like the perfect dish in Russia in the middle of winter.
Of December, yeah.
It sounds like the opposite of what you want in the middle of summer in Phoenix.
So why does she keep bringing it?
Because it's her specialty. I don't know. I've asked her to stop.
She's like, stop. I will make you like this dish.
Listen, Avery. Please, listen. This is my culture. I will bring you the best borscht. For summertime.
We love your culture. It's not for lack of love. It's just thick and hot.
Bring your vodka, lady.
That's the culture we want.
That's what we love the Russians
Bring
for.
Bring your vodka.
Well,
it sounds like you just need good luck. for Friday, because she'll probably bring her Borscht.
Borscht, yeah.
Undoubtedly, yes, it will be there.
Meanwhile, your dad's like, I love my wife. I'll take seconds.
Eat the Borscht.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
We were basically in the pool all weekend long.
Ooh.
And I'm so happy to say that it's not quite bathwater yet. It's still a little refreshing. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Michelle Goodyear, what are you wanting to get an amen for this morning?
Today is my last day. I am retiring.
What? Whoa! That's so cool. What are you retiring from?
It's an agency called the Indian Health Service.
Okay.
Okay. Beautiful. And how long have you spent there?
36 years.
Dang.
Wow.
You're an OG.
You should have retired like 6 years ago. Well, congratulations. That's such good news. I hope you enjoy the rest of your beautiful life.
I will. Thank you so much. May I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. Only because you asked so nicely.
Nobody's ever said may.
I know.
May I?
Don't change the name of the bit.
If you got something big or small that's great in your life, hit us up right now.
We want to celebrate it with you. 602-894-5653.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
Who's this? Where are you from?
Nicole and Chandler.
Nicole and Chandler.
Well, Nicole, good morning, number one. You have an uphill battle today, so I wish you good luck, because you are caller number eight. Congratulations.
Yay! You are caller number eight because caller number seven hung up on us, which is unfortunate.
Actually, caller number eight hung up on us.
Is it?
They were number eight.
Did we call for caller number eight? Do we? Oh, wow, my brain was not there.
Cheyenne is still on Sunday time.
Wow.
So, Nicole, we do it every morning at 7:30 a.m. We gave away the Disney tickets last week. That means we got a brand new prize.
Which is a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen on July 18th. That I know for fact, and my brain is showing up to let you know.
All right, you ready to give it a go?
Yeah.
All right, let's play the secret sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Nicole and Chandler, what is this secret sound?
You're pushing a cardboard box along the ground.
Pushing a cardboard box along the ground.
That is a great guess.
Well, it is unfortunately wrong.
Not the secret sound. But it was truly a great guess. That was a good guess.
Stop giving so many hints.
I'm not. I'm just saying I heard it. I could hear what she heard.
Well, me saying that right there is another clue.
We're just going to go now.
We're going to go now. Sorry, Nicole. Have a great day. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Everybody else, 5 o'clock today, Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron have a clue for you.
All America.
Woo-hoo!
All week.
Oh, yeah.
It's Freedom Week with Nico and Cheyenne.
This is my job when it comes to a barbecue at my house.
You're a barbecuer.
I'm a barbecuer, but I'm also the drink purveyor.
Okay.
I am the one who graces the cooler with all its delights.
Oh.
I got to make sure I get a little Bud Light for Eddie. I got to make sure I get a little seltzer for the ladies.
The responsibility of stocking the cooler is so underappreciated.
Yeah.
Because if you take it seriously, you want to make sure that there's at least something in there for everyone.
Absolutely.
Because not everybody likes seltzers.
You got to have kids' drinks too.
You do. You got to have water for the non-alcoholic drinkers.
Or water for everybody in general.
That's
because
true.
Let's be honest, it's very hot and barbecuing summertime.
You gotta hydrate.
You gotta
have soda for the mixers for whatever hard alcohol you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hefty responsibility.
It is. It's one I take very seriously. I have a tub, I have a cooler, I have several different containers that hold drinks,
mm-hmm.
and we have now acquired the Ninja drink, the frozen slushy maker, yeah,
which I have seen in action.
Guys,
it's pretty legit.
It's a whole thing. my question to you, though, mm-hmm. is when you go to a barbecue, and let's say the drinks are plentiful,
okay,
bountiful, if I may.
The variety?
Yes,
okay.
In the variety. What are you going for first?
Ooh, for me, you're going to hate me when I say this. Probably a water.
A water. No,
first,
no.
Very first.
I'm not going to hate you for that because, honestly, that is probably the most common answer. People want to break the ice with a, hey, you know what?
We're just going to get a water.
Let me grab a water.
Or I'll get a nice,
hey, you
cool
got a bottle
Diet
of water?
Coke.
Which cooler's got the bottle of water?
Yeah, because you want to be responsible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, like, survey the land and see what everybody else is drinking.
Yeah.
And then I'll make my decision. But if I do know you, like if I came to your house, for example,
right,
and it was a plentiful cooler. As
you have come to my house.
I have.
There has been a plentiful cooler.
There has.
For a kid's birthday party.
That is true.
That's how I roll.
honestly, I would probably go for a lighter beer.
Okay.
Like, I'm a sucker for a cold Michelob Ultra with a fresh squeeze of lime.
On a hot summer day.
On a hot summer day.
Yeah.
That's the way to get me.
Okay.
Because I can put down Michelobs.
Atta girl.
The problem is, obviously, it makes me bloat, so I have to be careful about it, but I can pound Michelobs and just like be like, all right.
Gentlemen.
What are we doing later?
She's single. FYI. 602-894-5653. She is single. I will, if I'm trying to impress somebody or something like that, I will go straight for like a seltzer or something light.
Yeah.
If I know you, though, I'm going straight to your liquor cabinet.
I love that.
I'm going, hey, bub, where's the tequila?
If you
didn't
go.
Or did you forget I'm coming here?
If you didn't go to my liquor cabinet first, I would be so upset.
I'm going to the liquor cabinet. I'm embarrassing my family because my wife's immediately going, God, Nico.
Already?
That's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm going, I'm at a barbecue. I don't care.
I'm with my friends.
I'm drinking some tequila and club soda.
Abe, what are you grabbing first?
I promise I'm not trying to be difficult here, but I usually just bring my own drink.
Oh,
no,
what do you bring? Well, hold
cool
on. What
too.
Do you bring?
Just depends. If I'm not drinking that day, I'll make my own like Arnold Palmer situation.
Oh, love that.
With like my actual favorite brand of tea and my favorite brand of lemonade instead of like the already made ones.
Yeah.
They're always
trash.
The ratios are just off.
Yeah.
But if I am drinking, then I might mix up like a Paloma or something.
Mm.
And just like, but in my own like hydro flask type of thing.
In your own mixture. Yeah.
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 And just bring that on the rock.
No, I would appreciate that.
Yeah. Same.
Because that
so
way
prepared.
I don't have to cater to you.
Yeah.
You got,
like, I don't
you're
drink
all set.
Soda.
Yeah.
Like regular ass.
That's
soda.
True.
No, that's a good, that's a strong barbecue move. And I guarantee you, the drinks that are left over at the end of the night that you're putting back in your fridge are like the vitamin waters, the Gatorades.
Yeah.
Everyone always stocks up on those. And like one gets drank by like the weird kid that doesn't even finish it.
Yeah, right? Or he has like eight of them that are only 100%. Half drank.
602-894-5653. Let us know what your drink situation's looking like.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
Speaking of putting miles on it, I told you guys we got that Ninja Froze machine.
Yes.
The frozen drink machine. I know we're talking about drinks and the hierarchy and the cooler, but this is a little side project here.
Mm-hmm.
We put some more miles on it yesterday. She just straight up put sangria in it. Just
Ooh.
Straight up a bottle of sangria in it. I tell you what, this thing is life-changing.
I saw that on Friday she also put a bottle of rosé in it, and I've never been more jealous of a pool day in my life.
So here's the thing, Camel Nation, and also those included here in the studio, Cheyenne, producer AB Baby, it was originally listed at $500.
Yeah.
Which is...
Not
that's what you do when someone says, oh, you want a froze machine? $500. You go, well, they have now reduced the price to $320, and it is at the Co. We were at the Co yesterday, Costco.
Yeah.
And I saw it for $320, and I was like, babe, how much you pay for this? She goes, $350. And she got a great deal on
it.
Yeah. So if you want a life changer, if you want a machine that is going to be every single, worth every penny in its weight, get the Ninja frozen drink machine. It's incredible.
I love this for you guys. And now you don't even need to reach into the cooler.
You need to love it for yourself. That's what I'm saying. Go pick that puppy up.
I wouldn't use it enough to like get my money out of it.
Wow.
I'll just come to your house.
Yeah, you can come on over. Come on over. Come on over, Cheyenne. All right, we got text messages about the coolers.
Yeah, we got a text from the 623. I'll either go for a Twisted Tea or a Vodka Red Bull. Yes, I'm a mid-20s girly. And I love that for you. I think that that's absolutely
ain't nothing wrong with both those.
Not at all. Text from the 480. I don't drink anything other than Bud Light. So if there's no Bud Light in it, I'm not getting anything.
I think you can make Bud Light frozen drinks in the Ninja.
I'm sure you could, and actually...
That'd be gross.
Would it, though?
A beer frosty? I don't know.
Because it's kind of like when you go to Twin Peaks, and their stuff has, like, that frost on the top.
Oh, yes.
And we love that.
Yes, we do.
So...
Because their drinks are chilled at 23 degrees.
It's spectacular.
Or something like that.
text from the 623. Anything that is a seltzer, I'm game for.
Okay.
I think seltzers have changed the drinking game.
Very refreshing.
For a lot of people.
Especially like the low calorie, delicious ones.
Mm.
The Good Boys, the John Daly's.
Oh, those are good.
Holy.
Those are really good. Yeah, sign
me
up.
The John Daly Good Boy seltzers are my move now. And I toss a little bit of extra vodka up top. A little floater in there. Give it an extra kick.
Get down in Funky Town.
It's fully loaded, baby. It's freedom.
Thanks for the 480. Unpopular opinion, but I always drink really cold white wine, and I put frozen berries in it, and it's spectacular.
All right.
That's not for me, but, you know, this isn't about
us. That's a very mom drink.
It is.
And shout out to the moms.
She's probably in her mid to late 30s, for sure, and she's got three kids who drive her insane.
My wife heard you say that just now, and she shivered a little bit. She was like, ooh.
That sounds like my Friday drink.
Frozen berries? Tell me more.
Celebrating freedom all week long. It's Freedom Week with Nico and Cheyenne.
So as you guys may or may not know, I lived in New Jersey and New York for about 18 years of my life.
Yes.
No, that's crazy. You should talk about that more because I did not know that.
Well, Abe, your mic is off. I lived in New Jersey and New York for approximately 18 years of my life. Living in New Jersey, they don't have any explodable fireworks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to have them.
That's wild.
Yeah.
We get to celebrate the 4th of July with fireworks in the middle of the desert in New Jersey on the water.
Yeah.
Doesn't get to... That's crazy.
Nothing
at all. How do you guys celebrate New Jersey?
So here's what you do. You sneak into Pennsylvania. And right across the border in Pennsylvania, there are like 150 firework stores like directly on the other side. Now, this is good, right? Because you have access to all these fireworks. And I'm talking mortars, like the good stuff.
Yeah.
The one where you take the ball and you drop it in the tube, and then you take the wick and you draw it out of the tube. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about because we had to do that growing up too. Not because we couldn't buy fireworks, but because the good stuff was only sold on the Yakima Reservation.
So even like the finisher boxes,
yep,
which are like, if you guys don't know what those are, they're like, you know, square boxes, probably like a 12-inch by 12-inch. And they go off for like a good minute and a half.
It's a grand finale.
Just like rockets and... Anyway.
That was a good fireworks moment.
Thank you. I've been practicing for this moment. So we would go sneakily across the border.
Uh-huh.
It's about like a 4-hour drive across New Jersey. So
that's a jaunt for some fireworks.
Full commitment.
Yeah. That's a full work day.
Into Pennsylvania, where you would then go to one of these fireworks shops. And fireworks shops are cool because you could buy like one firework and they'll go, hey, if you buy this other one also, you get like 50 free.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's very strange.
They know how to swindle
you. They know how
to
do it, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, well, if you buy this set over here, then you get all these for free. So you're coming home with like $500 worth of fireworks. And it's all in your trunk, right? And the state troopers in New Jersey, the Jersey state troopers, they're like militant. They are like...
They're watching
They're
you.
Part of the military. Like, yeah. These guys are evil. You do not want to get mixed up with them. One of my friends just happens to be a Jersey state trooper. So thankfully, I was in the know.
Yeah.
So we would call my boy and be like, hey, is anybody watching the border on 80 right now? And he'd go, let me find out. He would radio all the state troopers and go, is anybody on 80 right now? And they'd be like, no, I'm over here on 17. Oh, I'm here on 15. And then he'd call me and go, it's clear.
Stop. This is not joking. Fast and the Furious nonsense right
and
now.
And then we would smuggle.
No.
We would smuggle fireworks into New Jersey. And we would have literally fireworks for years.
Oh, my gosh.
Because like one $500 haul from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Was like 10 hours of fireworks. There was no possible way we were firing all these fireworks off. So we would like sell them to our friends and stuff. And we would have fireworks for days.
That's wild.
But one time he told me a story. He goes, man, you're lucky you know me. And I was like, why? He goes, because we would stop people at the border every time we saw them coming from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. 100% of the time in their car would be fireworks. And we'd give them a ticket immediately.
You can't even have them.
No.
That's crazy.
So he caught these one kids going to Pennsylvania one time. And he goes, where are you guys going? They were like, Pennsylvania? He goes, what are you going to Pennsylvania for? They're like, nothing. And his response was this, you almost made it.
No! That's
goes,
a firework block.
Goes, turn around, kids.
It just all is right? not worth
you
it.
You don't want to go down this road with me.
It's a fireworks are a gateway crime.
No smuggling fireworks this year.
Don't have to do that.
I'm going to buy them the old-fashioned way in the parking lot at Safeway.
Nico and Cheyenne, Freedom Week on Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Happy 4th of July week, guys. Every single year I get jazzed up because I can pull my part of my closet that is just red, white, and true blue out. Because I'm gearing up and ready to rock.
I love America.
As do I.
However.
Oh.
I do not dress up excessively in red, white, and blue.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just don't. I'll wear a red shirt.
I've noticed that you're a theme dresser. You dress for a theme. But you don't go like crazy.
Dip my toes in.
Yeah. You're one of these that, you know, hey, Christmas came around. You'll wear a nice shirt that says, Merry Christmas.
Christmas is another story because I have like 20 ugly sweaters. I do love Christmas time.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not wild about it.
Right.
I'm just not, you know, it's not my vibe.
I once was dressed up for 4th of July and I remember going in to get some drinks or something at like a convenience store. And I got looked. Like,
right? Isn't that so weird?
I got looks.
I don't like that.
Like, hey,
why are you so dressed up?
Why are you so red, white, and blue, bro?
That's weird.
I'm like, excuse me, sir? Do you want me to put my red, white, and blue foot up your butt?
Because my flip-flop is red, white, and blue.
Why do you think I am dressed this patriotic? Because I love this country.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, given the fact.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, if you see me out, 4th of July, don't do that.
Yeah. I'm not extra, but I did grow up with people who were very extra. The 4th of July is my mother's favorite holiday.
Nice.
This is her time to shine. She loves it. And that's how kind of everybody who I knew growing up was.
Yeah.
It was red, white, and blue head to toe. Like, if you were a child under the age of 10...
Uh-huh.
You were decked out in red, white, and blue because your parents did it. Because you matched your parents. And I think that because it was such a big deal growing up, maybe it burned me out a little bit.
Oh.
I might have, you know, it was a little too much too soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm celebrating. I love it. but I don't want to wear it.
I plan a brand new bathing suit with the stars and stripes on it every single year.
Do you?
And I don't just go to like Walmart and pick up like a flag, you know, bathing suit. I always like try to seek out the coolest looking red, white, and blue bathing suit. And mine is coming in the mail very, very soon.
See, I can't do that.
And it's so strong.
I can't wait to see it. The girls who wore red, white, and blue bikinis growing up were the girls who were not the crowd your mom wanted you to hang out with.
Oh, okay.
So for me, I don't know. I can't get over it in my head. It's a weird thing.
Let's just say they were loose with their love for the United States.
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely.
They were spreading it all over town. Their 4th of July cheer. Who is the most extra? Are you the most extra on 4th of July? Call us up. 602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Freedom Week.
Freedom.
Ah! That was the eagle.
I know what that was. Very good, Cheyenne. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Gino and Mesa, I can tell. He's going to be extra. I love it. Gino and Mesa, good morning.
America. Eating my food from a single bowl. That's how I celebrate 4th of July.
You sound like you are the 4th of July.
Woo! I am the 4th of July. Like Walter White is the danger. I am the 4th of July.
Wow.
If you can't tell, I love it. I love the 4th.
I can tell.
It's my favorite holiday. It's the only holiday, in my opinion, worth celebrating. You wouldn't have the freedom to celebrate Christmas, Easter, Administrative Professional Day without
Labor Day.
All of those, you'd be celebrating them in a gulag if it wasn't for the 4th of July.
It sounds like your personality becomes the 4th of July on said day.
I am all about the 4th of July. I got one of them romp-ems. You know what I'm talking about? Like a romper, but for dudes. American flag. You might have seen them on your social media. They're all the rage right now for the people who really love the country.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Would you venture to say that if you don't wear an American flag romper, you don't love the United States?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Nico and Cheyenne. Freedom Week on Camel Country 107.9.
It's Freedom Week because we want to celebrate our country with you.
Yeah!
Let's go! I need monster trucks. I need engines ripping, roaring, fireworks screeching, grills sizzling. What other sounds
are? Beers cracking.
Oh, there you are.
Fireworks popping.
There you are, co-host. That was perfect. That's what we're doing all week long. We're gearing up for the celebration, which is our Independence Day.
Woo!
Pretty underrated movie.
Independence Day?
In my opinion.
I couldn't tell you the last time I watched that movie.
Yeah, but how good is that movie?
I don't know that it's underrated. I think people are feeling it.
I feel like we need to watch it during our show.
Oh.
On the air, maybe? Simulcast?
With live commentation.
And he's singing the national anthem, right? What's his name? Cousin, oh my God. I'm having a brain fart big time. From National Lampoon's Cousin...
Eddie?
Yeah,
Quaid.
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's just about to go up in the spaceship and he's screaming the national anthem.
I love that.
Oh, man. What a beautiful, glorious
moment.
That's
how we should wake up every day this week.
And we take out those dang aliens.
Dang aliens.
All right, y'all. We're celebrating freedom. We got another opportunity for you to guess the secret sound tomorrow morning. Hopefully, we get a little bit closer.
I mean, that's always the goal, right? Yeah. With every clue that we give you at 5 o'clock with Gabe, Captain Ron, and Matt. It's supposed to get you closer to that.
Yes, exactly. And hopefully you put it together for these Morgan Wallen tickets. And tomorrow. Oh, this young lady's going to be on the show. I can't wait for this. Ella Langley.
Yes, she just put out a new song on Friday, which she did little peek into the how we talked to her. She told us we had to listen to the song in its entirety and record ourselves hearing it.
Watching it, yeah.
The reaction is priceless. It is on our Instagram @Nico and Cheyenne. Go watch it.
Yeah, check out our Instagram @Nico and Cheyenne.
peep the background because we didn't do it on purpose, but it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The TV was just on in the background.
Just in its own world.
All right. So check her out tomorrow morning with Nico and Cheyenne. It's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Have a great rest of your Monday.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.